Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Trains filled with refugees are finally arriving in Germany Saturday after days of delay at Hungary's Kaleti train station in Budapest. Reports from Germany and Austria say the first trains carrying refugees left Austria for Germany on Saturday, just hours after they were bused from Budapest to the Austrian border. Many refugees left the Budapest train station on foot Friday after days of waiting for Hungarian officials to allow them to travel. Hungary later sent buses to pick up the hundreds of migrants spreading out along a six-lane highway as they headed west toward the Austrian border. VOA correspondent Luis Ramirez is on the scene in Budapest.
There was a limited number of buses. Hundreds of people made it to the border, but the government is saying that no further buses will be provided. Hundreds of people were not able to get seats on those buses and remain stranded in the station, wondering what they're going to do next.
Austria's chancellor said his country and Germany will grant the migrants unhindered entry. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko said Saturday that the ceasefire in eastern Ukraine has been respected for a week. Speaking on Ukrainian national television, Poroshenko said that this is the first time since the Western Brokered Agreement was signed in Minsk in February that no Ukrainian soldier has died in fighting. It has been reported, however, that several servicemen and civilians died or were wounded since Wednesday. Pro-Russian separatists also announced Saturday that a civilian was killed near Donetsk by Ukrainian army fire. Look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama says the United States and Saudi Arabia continue to cooperate closely in countering terrorist activity in the Middle East and around the world, including the battle against Islamic State militants. During Saudi King Salman's visit to the White House Friday, the two leaders discussed the conflicts in Yemen and Syria, as well as a recently negotiated nuclear agreement aimed at curbing Iran's nuclear program in return for relief from international sanctions.
We'll discuss the importance of effectively implementing the deal to ensure that Iran does not have a nuclear weapon while counteracting its destabilizing activities in the region.
Mr. Obama assured King Salman that the nuclear agreement will be enforced. Saudi Arabia has had reservations about the deal and views Iran as a regional adversary. In a bid to ease bilateral tensions over terrorism charges and explore ways to promote Afghan peace efforts, Pakistan and Afghanistan held high-level talks Friday in Kabul. No official details were released of the one-on-one interaction between Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Pakistani National Security Advisor Sartaj Aziz. The meeting on the sidelines of the 6th Regional Economic Cooperation Conference on Afghanistan took place amid Kabul's complaints that Islamabad has failed to take action against Taliban and insurgents linked to the Haqqani network and allegedly operating from the Pakistani side of the border. Americans observe the Labor Day federal holiday on Monday. U.S. President Barack Obama said in his weekly address Saturday that Labor Day is a day we set aside every year to honor the hardworking men and women who fought for so many of the rights that we take for granted today. Obama said over the past 5.5 years, our businesses have created 13.1 million new jobs in total, the longest streak of job creation on record. In a report Friday from the Labor Department, the U.S. unemployment rate fell to the lowest level in 7.5 years in August, 5.1%. Campaigning has concluded for Sunday's presidential election in Guatemala, despite calls for postponement after President Otto Perez Molina resigned over corruption allegations. Perez Molina said in court that he's innocent of accusations that he accepted $800,000 in bribes from businessmen seeking to avoid import taxes. Perez Molina has not yet been formally charged. He next appears in court on Tuesday. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.